This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people. Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
And welcome to another episode of our hospice show. It's James and Judith here. We're with Marion Tosca. We've just been having a great giggle because you've had the introduction of some therapeutic alpacas, is that correct?
Well, I guess so. It was brilliant, actually. We had an organisation called Milford Dell.
Right.
Who are an organisation that provides supportive living for adults with disabilities.
Yeah.
And we're sort of like starting to do projects together. And they have a piece of land near Shanklin. Mm-hmm. Where they keep alpacas and goats and bees, and they tend the land.
Yeah.
And they offer to bring their alpacas up to visit people in a hospice.
Well, that's very nice. Better than bringing the bees in, isn't it?
We did request some alpaca honey.
That doesn't sound very nice at all, does it?
So how many alpacas visited you,
Marianne? Just two, Archie and Chestnut.
Oh, right. Lovely names.
So they're very beautiful. Archie in particular had a beautiful hairdo with a little top knot.
That's, oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous. And they were very well behaved, despite my poo anxiety.
Yes, it reminds me, do you remember all those live episodes of Blue Peter?
Well, Chip did say that there was a little bit of that going on.
There was, but thankfully outside.
Oh, that's good. You didn't bring the alpacas onto the wards, did you?
We didn't bring them on the wards, but they actually came inside the building. So they came into the John Cheverton Centre.
Wow.
And we actually wheeled some beds down from the ward for people that weren't able to get out of their bed. We wheeled their beds along into the John Cheverton Centre so they could see and meet the alpacas and the people from Milford Dell as well, which was brilliant.
Oh, how lovely.
Oh, that's nice.
And
so
did the patients really enjoy it?
They did. They were beaming. It was just really fun. And the alpacas were very well behaved, but real characters too.
Yeah, they're lovely,
they're very
animals.
Sweet animals, aren't they?
Yeah, they're fantastic.
They've all apparently got their own sort of personalities.
They have. And it's interesting because they very much herd animals, so when they're taken away from the herd they can get quite anxious.
Yeah.
So we just had the two, and if one of them would wander off, the other one would be looking around immediately to find out where
Archie
was.
So what happened? Was there a lot of petting?
Lots of petting, lots of photographs.
Yeah.
it was lovely, and they stayed for about 2 hours.
Wow, that's incredible.
Yeah, it really was.
Oh, it's so nice that you have so many fantastic uses for the John Cheverton Centre, don't you?
It's incredible. It is. And what was brilliant as well, because a couple of people from Milford Dell had been a little bit anxious about coming because it was a hospice and what that would mean. But actually they had a fantastic experience and now feel able to come back again and do other things.
Oh, that's nice. Well, I think one of them's called Justin.
Justin is the guy that runs the land, so he's brilliant.
Well, I think Chip managed to run into him and did this interview, and I think we've also got a track for Justin immediately afterwards.
Hi, it's me, Chip, here, and I'm with Justin, and he looks after the alpacas. How you doing?
I'm fine, thanks, Chip. Nice to meet you.
So what is it like looking after an alpaca?
Oh, it's really good, actually. They're really nice animals, really friendly, not too difficult to look after. And I've got good help from the team. I've got Hayley and Sally here with me today, and they really help really well.
So alpacas, they are kind of like sheep in a way. I've got 3 sheep. Yeah, they do spit a bit. But what are the signs that you got to look out for, like, when they do spit?
They're really good, actually. They tend to spit at each other and not at humans. So far, we've been really lucky. They, if they have a little argument amongst themselves, they might spit at each other, but they don't spit at people. So they're really good.
That's fascinating to learn. I've learned something new today. What's your company called?
Our company is called Milford Dell Support Agency. We work with adults with autism, learning difficulties, challenging behaviour. And the boss and the directors have bought a piece of land, and we've got alpacas, goats, sheep, chickens, ducks, that sort of thing, and gardens. And some of our service users come down there and they actually get out into the environment, get out into nature, and it helps them.
Now, I was told that you can walk for alpacas. What is the number you can contact if you want to walk an alpaca?
Okay, yeah, you can call me direct if you like. I can give you my mobile number, and you're more than welcome to call me anytime. Okay, and my number is 075 802 519 44, and that's for Justin.
Thank you for letting me interview you, Justin.
That's lovely. It's been really nice meeting you and talking to you, and thank you for letting us come up here. Marion Tasker helps organise it all, so thank you to her as well.
Can I try and get an interview with an alpaca?
You can certainly try, Chip.
Hi, how you doing? Speechless. We've learned today that alpacas are speechless and they're fluffy like sheep.
AC/DC. You shook me all night long. And I'm going to shake Chip for the rest of the afternoon if he doesn't hurry up with those interviews. Anyway, we heard all about those wonderful alpacas. That was for Justin, and he is at Milford Dell, and he's the man in charge of those alpacas over there.
Yes.
Now, Marion, you obviously had a wonderful time with those alpacas. Are you going to be drawing alpacas at your art classes in the evening?
That's not a bad idea. I think they'd probably stand still long enough. So from alpacas to mosaic mirrors.
Oh, wow. That's quite a leap.
So we kicked off our evening art class last week with making mosaic mirrors.
Yeah.
This week we'll continue with those. And we had several people come along that really enjoyed the evening, and so inviting friends. So this is another shout out to everyone that would like to come to a free art class. Come and join us. You don't need to book. Just pitch up at the John Cheverton Centre, 6:30 on a Wednesday evening.
That sounds brilliant. And you don't need to be a patient at all.
You can
be
anyone, absolutely anyone. So which is really great. And I've got a whole sort of like series of different things planned. I'm getting some clay for next week,
right.
So we'll start pottery and, and doing some ceramics.
You're doing Halloween things next week or not?
We could do pumpkins.
Yeah, that would be nice, wouldn't it?
Might be fun.
Yeah. That would be nice. Darren, your background is sort of doing this in London. What got you into doing all these sort of art projects?
My background is in medical illustration, so illustration and graphics and design.
Wow.
And I was freelance and I went to volunteer at the hospice in London, St Christopher's.
Yes.
And on the back of using the arts there and using digital art, because my background was in digital art, they got some funding for me for two afternoons a week.
Wow.
And that grew and grew and grew until I'm here.
How fantastic. We're so lucky to have you, because St Christopher's was the first hospice, wasn't it?
It was, yes. Yeah.
Founded by James Cicely Thorndon.
That's right, yeah, 1967 it started.
And I guess still a real flagship for the hospice movement.
Yes,
great experience to have worked there.
It's brilliant experience, and my first introduction, because like many people, when I first walked through that door of a hospice, I had no idea what to expect. I didn't really know what a hospice was. I was frightened of saying the wrong thing.
Yeah.
Which very often I did. I remember saying to one lady that I usually came down to my art group, and she was feeling a little bit tired, and I suggested that she rest in peace upstairs.
Oh, no.
And thankfully, what I realised very quickly was that just because people are ill, they are people, you know, and they have sense of humour, and really, they don't want to be defined by their illness.
Yes.
You know, they are still living and doing things and learning things.
Yeah.
So that's the whole sort of ethos.
And so the art class, what's the sort of mix between people who are patients and
at the moment it's people from sort of like that have heard about it on Facebook actually.
Oh, that's good.
And a couple of patients as well, so a real mix, which is lovely.
Oh, that's good.
I guess it must be really nice for the patients as well to meet people from outside.
It's really important, because illness can be quite isolating.
Yes, absolutely.
So to have the opportunity to just be with other people is important,
and all sort of working together on the same sort of thing gives you a feeling of camaraderie, doesn't it?
It does,
and togetherness.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and I think you're working towards a lot of things ready for Christmas, aren't you?
We are. So people will be getting in their Christmas stockings mosaic mirrors, ceramic snow and tea lights, marzipan fruits, Christmas puddings.
You seem very multi-talented, Marion. This sort of covers lots of different art forms and cookery as well.
Well, just a bit of a jack of all trades. And anyone that hears you talk about cookery and me will laugh. Because
So this is Tuesday evenings.
This is Wednesday evening.
Oh, sorry, Wednesday evenings in the John
Tuesday
Trevorton
evening
Centre.
Is Deaf Chat.
Oh, right.
Oh, yes, how's that going?
It's going really, really well. Again, it's growing and building momentum. I did it last night. We kind of rotate doing it in the team.
Yeah.
A mix of patients, of people from a general public. I had a new lady came, well, several new people came last night, and they said it was the first opportunity they'd had to talk about deaf and how brilliant it was. And we meandered around from life after deaf to spirituality to faith, really across the board. So
you sort of go with the flow, do you, and sort of talk about what people in the group on that particular evening would like to explore with you?
Yeah, we kind of start off, we have a kind of list of themes. Uh-huh. So last night was life after deaf, because that's what people had requested. But very quickly it kind of meanders and we go off track a bit and then we come back to it. So it's really interesting.
It's such a fantastic opportunity, isn't it? Because I know I'm always saying this, but death really is the final taboo in our society, isn't it?
It is, yes.
And I think a lot of people, if they're bereaved or if they're worried about their own mortality, don't really, they feel they would be burdening their relatives and their friends if they spoke about it with them. So to be able to come to one of your death chats, just an amazing opportunity for people to open up and express their own fears, their own thoughts, and to share those with other people.
It is to
realise they're not alone.
Absolutely.
Okay, so let's get this right. It's Tuesdays for death chat.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or Wednesdays for the art classes. Okay.
If you get it muddled up, don't worry. You're welcome at both.
I've been dying to ask Chip, actually, but I haven't had chance. Has Chip been coming to your art classes?
He hasn't yet.
I think he's planning it, because he knows I've got my eye on those marzipan fruits.
Exactly. And I'd like a little mirror in my stocking. Here's Sophie Ellis Baxter. We're back, and we're going to be back talking about Kissy Puppy and probably a little bit more about the alpacas. Bruno Mars, the lazy song. Oh, I wish it was like that here at Vectis Radio, but you know, all you see is that serene swan on the surface, but beneath it we're paddling very, very hard. Marion's been watching us, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, we've talked about alpacas, we've talked about your Wednesday evening classes, those art classes, we've talked about Tuesday death chat. Can we just talk about Kissy Puppy now, please? Because it's a wonderful organisation, isn't it? Set up in memory of Sophie Rolfe.
That's right.
Who sadly died a few years ago. And this is to support families of people, where there are children with terminal diseases, I understand.
Well, some of it, but the service that we're launching on Friday is a Kissy Puppy Children and Families Bereavement Service.
Right.
So this is for children who have experienced a bereavement.
Okay.
So it may be that they have a parent or a sibling that has died, and it might not necessarily be in a hospice or through long-term illness. It might be sudden death.
Yeah.
And so we're offering support for those children and their families to work through the bereavement.
Yes.
On Friday, we're kicking it off with a launch. So we're inviting particularly teachers, head teachers, SENCOs, teaching assistants from schools, and representative from a police force and people generally in a community that might come across children that they're working with that have experienced a bereavement and they feel might need some support. So we are going to be offering one-to-one support for the children.
Right.
And also some group work as well.
Okay, so that's sort of counselling. And when you say group work, I mean, is that sort of children meeting other children who've suffered from bereavement?
It is. So we've got a couple of groups set up. One's due for the 26th of November, which is a Saturday, where we'll be inviting families to come. And this is younger children, so it'll be ages from 3 to 12.
Yes.
And invite them to come for the day to be with other children that have experienced a loss. And through the art, so doing lots of art activities, give them the opportunity to talk about their grief and the person that they've lost, and it also gives an opportunity for the parent carer to support one another as well.
Oh, this sounds remarkable, actually, and it must be lovely for the kids to be able to share their experiences with other people who know what they're thinking.
Yeah, because I think for many children it is, am I the only one?
Yes, and so helpful as well for their parents or carers, because I imagine if you're in that situation, trying to help a bereaved child through that whole process must be so difficult. But to be able to get this support part of the hospice, I'm sure will be a huge relief to them as well.
I think it is, and I think the other thing that we're going to be offering is telephone support to teachers and parents, because they're the experts in their children, if you like.
Yes. So,
but what we can do is support them in talking to their children.
Yes.
And give them the confidence to do that.
That's fantastic. And if you're a parent, a carer, or a teacher, and you know of a child who's recently bereaved who might benefit from this support, how should the child be referred?
They can just ring directly to Old Mountbatten. Uh-huh. There's a telephone number on a website, but a telephone number is 01983 533 776, and they can just ring up and talk to someone. Either they can be referred, or we can talk to them directly on the phone, or take a message and we'll call them back.
Oh, okay. That's fantastic.
That's 533 776.
You couldn't have made that any easier. I think that sounds absolutely amazing.
Yeah, well, good luck with the launch on Friday. Chip's just uploaded another interview he did on the Alpaca Day that he had last week. This is with Tim, and we've specially uploaded a track for Tim by Air Supply, the Australian group All Out of Love. So let's listen to that now.
Hi, it's me, Chip, here, and I'm with one of the handlers. His name's Tim. How you doing?
I'm all right, mate. You?
I'm doing good, thanks. So, who have we got here?
This is Chestnut.
Chestnut. So, how old is Chestnut?
He's about 4 or 5.
What age would he be if he was human?
Probably about 12.
What's it like working with Alpaca?
It has its stresses, like most jobs, but unfortunately, it's mainly fun.
Yeah.
You get to come out and meet new people and all that.
Do you clean them out?
Yes, I clean them out. We feed them. They only eat during the winter, apart from grass. And in the winter, they have a mix of alpaca food, because our grass in the winter doesn't have the right nutrients to keep them nice and strong.
So I got 3 sheep at my place, and alpacas need a haircut sometimes. When do you get your alpacas shorn?
Probably about once a year, usually just before the summer.
So springtime. It was good to interview you, Tim.
It's always good, mate.
What song would you like me to play for you on the radio?
I'm All Out of Love, Air Supply.
Here's I'm All Out of Love, Air Supply for Tim.
That was Air Supply, all the way from Australia back in the day, and that was All Out of Love, and that was for Tim, who came along with his alpacas to the hospice just the other day. Now, Chip was also interviewing Hayley at the same time, so let's listen to that now, and I think she wanted Bastille, something by Bastille, so we've gone for Pompeii.
Hi, it's Chip here, and I'm currently stroking a alpaca named Archie. So how old is Archie?
6.
Have you had him since he was a baby?
Since he was about 2.
So how long do alpacas live up to?
About 20 years.
That's quite long. Yeah, it was lovely stroking him. It's like stroking a sheep or a dog.
Very soft, isn't it?
Nice to meet you, Hayley. If you want a song on the radio, what song would you like?
Bastille.
Okay, here's a bit of Bastille.
Stay social and get in touch. Give us a call on 01983 240 666, or add us on Skype. It's vectis.radio. The World Wide Web never felt so local. The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
CeeLo Green. And forget you. Oh, rather forget you, Chip.
Yeah.
We forgot you outside, didn't we?
Yeah.
You were out there doing a lot of emergency editing, but well done. You got there in the end.
I think we've
got another interview coming up, but we're going to have to save it for next week. That's with Mags, and we're going to be at the special time of 1 o'clock next Wednesday. So we all look forward to seeing you there. In the meantime, don't forget, with Marion, there's going to be this Kissy Puppy bereavement launch on Friday, isn't there?
On Friday, so at 3:30 in the afternoon at John Cheverton Centre.
And if people want to know more or want to get in touch with the bereavement service, if they call 533 776, that's
right,
the number to call. Thanks very much, it's been lovely having you. We're going to leave you with David Bowie.
The Earl Mountbatten Hospice Show with James and Judith. Community radio at its best.
www.vectisradio.com.